Across from her, the droid's dome rotated a few degrees, and it gave a quietly insistent gurgle. "I think R2's picked up something," Skywalker said, hiking himself up on his elbows.
"No kidding,"
Morris said. She picked up her glow rod, pointed it at the shadow she'd already seen moving stealthily toward them, and flicked it on. A Vornsker stood framed in the circle of light, its front claws dug into the ground, its whipped tail pointed stiffly back and waving slowly up and down. It paid no attention to the light, but continued moving slowly towards Skywalker. Mara let it get another 2 paces, then shot it neatly through the head. The beast collapsed to the ground, its tail giving one last spasmodic twitch before doing likewise. Mara gave the rest of the area a quick sweep with the glow rod, then flicked it off.
"Awfully good thing we have your droid sensors along," she said sarcastically into the relative darkness.
"Well, I wouldn't have known there was any danger without him," Skywalker came back wryly.
"Thank you." "Forget it,"
she grunted. There was a short silence.
"Are Card's pet Vornskers a different species?" Skywalker asked. "Or did he have their tails removed?"
Mara peered across the gloom at him, impressed in spite of herself. Most men staring down a Vornsker's gullet wouldn't have noticed a detail like that.
"The latter," she told him. "They use those tails as whips. Pretty painful. And there's a mild poison in them, too. At first, it was just that Card didn't want his people walking around with whip welts all over them. We found out later that removing the tails also kills a lot of their normal hunting aggression."
"They seemed pretty domestic," he agreed. "Even friendly." Only they hadn't been friendly to Skywalker, she remembered. And here, the Vornsker had ignored her and gone directly for him. Coincidence?
"They are," she said aloud. "He's thought occasionally about offering them for sale as guard animals. Never gotten around to exploring the potential market."
"Well, you can tell him I'd be glad to serve as a reference," Skywalker said dryly. "Having looked a Vornsker square in the teeth, I can tell you it's not something the average intruder would like to do twice." Her lip twisted.
"Get used to it," she advised him. "It's a long way to the edge of the forest."
"I know." Skywalker lay back down again. "Fortunately, you seem to be an excellent shot." He fell silent, getting ready to sleep, and probably assuming she was going to do the same.
"Wish away,"
she thought sardonically at him. Reaching into her pocket, she pulled out the survival kit's tube of stim pills. A steady stream of the things could ruin one's health in short order, but going to sleep 5 meters away from an enemy would ruin it a lot faster. She paused, tube in hand, and frowned at Skywalker. At his closed eyes and calm, apparently totally unworried face. Which seemed strange, because if anyone had ever had reason to be worried, it was he. Stripped of all his vaunted Jedi powers by a planet full of Isla Miri, trapped in a forest on a world whose name and location he didn't even know, with her, the Imperials, and the Vornskers lining up for the privilege of killing him, he should by rights be wide-eyed with pumping adrenaline by now. Maybe he was just faking it, hoping she would lower her guard. It was probably something she would try under reverse circumstances. But then maybe there was more to him than met the eye. More than just a family name, a political position, and a bag of Jedi tricks. Her mouth tightened, and she ran her fingers along the side of the lightsaber hanging from her belt. Yes, of course there was more there. Whatever had happened at the end, at that terrible, confused, life-destroying end, it hadn't been his Jedi tricks that had saved him. It had been something else. Something she would make sure to find out from him before his own end came. She thumbed a stim pill from the tube and swallowed it, a fresh determination surging through her as she did so. No, the Vornskers weren't going to get Luke Skywalker, and neither were the Imperials. When the time came, she would kill him herself. It was her right, and her privilege, and her duty. Shifting to a more comfortable position against her tree, she settled in to wait out the night.